injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Happy Corn on the Cob Day. Here's to slathering butter and pouring salt on your hot and tasty corn on the cob. Sitting there in the little ceramic corn on the cob boat, resting between two plastic yellow corn-shaped skewers thrust into the end so as to not burn your fingers. Revel as you hungrily devour lines of puffy, tender kernels from their golden tube of flavor. Left to right, like a typewriter. Unless you're one of those weirdos who bite the kernels all the way around like my Uncle Hank. So thank you, Native Americans, for turning us on to a scrumptious summer favorite. Happy Corn on the Cob Day.
All right, we got Wanda on the line. Let's give her a crack at this conundrum before we hit the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Hey, Wanda.
Hi there.
All right, this is something that about 1 in 3 Americans have more than one of. What is this item?
Microwave oven?
More than one microwave. That is luxury. Just not the winning answer. But again, we're going in the right direction here. In fact, your guess was slightly warmer than the last one.
Okay, thank you.
All righty.
Is the mic on now? Okay.
What did you want to say?
I wanted to say that my grandmother has two microwaves sitting on, like, one microwave and then a microwave on top of a microwave. Why, grandmother? Why? They both work.
Yeah.
One just works faster than the other.
Well, if you do a lot of microwave cooking, it's kind of handy to have them in the same place. Or you just want to
have two microwaves.
It's very recherché.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Linda, we're from the Three Stooges. It's a
stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The House votes today on a resolution to take Attorney General William Barr and former White House counsel Don McGahn to court to enforce subpoenas. A vote to hold Barr in criminal contempt is on hold, with the Justice Department agreeing to turn over some documents.
I am pleased that we have reached an agreement to review at least some of the evidence underlying the Mueller report.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are both in Iowa today. The president at a renewable energy plant and a Republican Party dinner. Biden has 3 campaign appearances in other cities, so they won't cross paths.
But they may be talking about each other. President Trump's criticized Biden on Twitter nearly 40 times since March. And at a recent Houston fundraiser, Biden had said he would not get down in the mud wrestling. But later he said of the president, "We all know this guy doesn't know anything."
Fox's Jill Nato. This is Fox News.
Oh, my God. Lord help me.
What if three men and a lady sounded like the Beatles? Greg Budell, we know you get up early every morning. What's the first thing you ask for?
I need somebody.
Jay Scott. Emily Hayes sometimes puts her makeup on in the studio. When she's done, what does it look like?
The face that she keeps in a jar by the door.
Emily Hayes. I know that studio is rather small. Just what does it feel like being packed in there all together?
We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. Have you been out running through strawberry fields? And Rich Thomas, I understand you can play Beatles songs on the guitar. Do you think one morning you can bring your guitar in and entertain us?
You said Uranus.
Oh, I wish you would stop that. Now, stand by for three men and a lady.
I'm beginning to sober up and you're scaring me.
Galaxy's favorite morning show. All the planets. Greg Budell, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, Rich is on vacation. He's here to do the
forecast, but first...
Yes, it's time for us to draw another name. A one-carat Forevermark diamond is up for grabs, appraised at $10,000. And Stephen Greenfield, you have until the end of the hour to call us at 396-5477, 396-5477, Stephen Greenfield. And if you call us before the hour's up, you'll be qualified to win that one-carat Forevermark diamond, appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's.
We'll check in with Rich and get the forecast in a moment, but we have three people.
Three?
Who want to crack at this conundrum. We got tickets for the Four Tops and Temptations and a Seafood Bistro gift card. Pretty cool prize, and it is this, the question. Studies have shown that about 1 in 3 Americans have more than one of these. What was our last guess?
Microwaves.
All right. We're getting close there, yes. Warm with these guesses. Going in the right direction. Here's Johnny.
All right. I say coffee pot.
Coffee pots, boy. I have one in reserve at all times in case the main one breaks. Not it, but
all right.
Good guess. 272-9228. Cooper.
Hey, I'm going to say toaster.
Oh.
Well, we have two.
We have the four-slot toaster.
We have a four-slot and a two that you gave me for my birthday a few years ago.
I gave you a toaster?
So we have six slots.
I don't think
downstairs we have two toasters.
Nobody ever used that toaster oven. Those things are the dumbest thing ever.
No.
Calm down.
No, we have the toaster that is by the toaster oven, and then we have the Vader toaster that is on the other cabinet.
Oh, yeah, the Darth Vader toaster. But the white one?
Yeah.
That toaster, I bought that when I first moved here from a garage sale they had from the apartment that we used to...
There's still crumbs in it from then.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
All right, Eric, you get another crack at this one. What is this item that 1 in 3 Americans have more than one of?
How about a blender?
Well, if you get married, you're going to have multiple blenders. Can that be it?
JT?
You didn't get more than one blender.
I didn't get a single blinder.
Emily, that's just a crime.
Right?
What's for? I mean, but... Well, I'm surprised Maker Mark didn't just send you one.
Well, see, here's the thing. I don't drink slushy alcoholic drinks. I take my liquor neat, so.
Well,
I don't need it mixed up with ice.
I used to take mine orally.
As opposed to 3 o'clock, I'll call back and finish that one.
Yeah, okay, moving on.
Thanks, Eric. All right, now we got a bunch of people waiting to try this on for size. I just need you to hold for a moment. We do need to get the forecast and the traffic on, and then we're coming right back to you.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Storms start to thin out over the next couple of days. Today, look for a sun and cloud mix. Can't rule out some isolated pop-up storms later on this afternoon and this evening. High in the mid-80s, low tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, some spotty storms, I suppose, here and there. A warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s again. Then Thursday and Friday, abundant sunshine. We dry out. High in the mid to upper 80s. We'll be near 90 on Saturday. Can't rule out an isolated storm, but a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich, look at all the people waiting to play our game.
Fantastic.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
Balake. Where is Balake at?
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 8 o'clock portion of our rush hour, and we still see a little bit of a slowdown on I-65 headed out of Prattville into the downtown area, so watch out there. If you're on I-85, everything's rolling smooth through town. If you're headed into town on 85 southbound, there's a slowdown between Chantilly Parkway and Taylor Road. The boulevard traffic is pretty busy this morning. Watch yourself around the traffic lights. If you're on the 31s, we don't see any delays for you. Just be careful as you head into work. Trenum State is offering CompTIA Security A-plus classes from June 17th. 13th to July 15th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, back to the conundrum we go at 8:11. And here's the question. Studies have shown that about a third of Americans have more than one of these. And we've had toaster, microwave, you know, things that are kind of in the realm of food, and that gets us warm. But we really haven't had a brush with greatness yet. So let's run down the line, starting with Elizabeth. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How about refrigerator?
That's been guessed.
Now, refrigerator, Xbox. Yeah.
You can make another guess now, or I could put you back on hold, and we could come back to you.
I can't think of anything.
Oh, I bet you could, Elizabeth.
Have a good day.
Oh,
she'll think about something and call back, I bet.
JT.
TVs.
Studies have shown that about one in three Americans have more than one TVs.
Nope. Good answer. Just very not good. The one we need.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting that more people are watching screens now than they are television sets? Mm. That's an amazing trend. Teresa!
Good morning.
Did I ever tell you the lame story about Teresa Rimza?
I don't know. There's so many.
I think you heard me tell that one, right?
No, I've never heard you tell that one.
Oh. Well, we don't have time now. We're so busy with this conundrum.
Is it a 3 o'clock story?
So... anyway, what does this survey show? That one in three Americans have more than one of these. What is this item?
I'm going to say a kitchen sink.
More than one kitchen sink. That is not it.
Dang.
But I'll tell you what.
News talkers.
If I had three, they would all have dirty dishes in them. I just don't
know. If you had a three-compartment sink, you'd be a restaurant.
Sue!
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, Sue. You sound chipper and...
I am doing great today. Yeah.
You're right.
I was going to guess ovens. Two ovens.
Oh.
Two ovens. Just so happens, we have a double oven.
Oh, man.
But that's a really good guess.
But you're in the ballpark. You're in the ballpark here.
Okay, I'll think.
All right, let's see if Debbie can get it. Hey, Deb.
Good morning, gang.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hello. I was going to say oven also, but so I'll know say set of car keys or some kind of house keys.
Keys.
Keys. Okay. I think this is taking a step. Sorry, Dubers.
Thank you much.
Thanks for calling. Here is Keith.
Hey, Keith.
Good morning. How about a crock pot?
Crock pots!
Crock pot! Is not it.
You can never have too many crock pots. I have a three-compartment crock pot at home. I have a small crock pot for dips and things. I have a large crock pot that we got at the wedding for roast and such. God bless a crock pot.
We have a couple. I don't even know what they do. They're sitting on one of the refrigerators. Cooper.
Hey, how about an electric can opener?
Wow. One in three Americans have more than one electric can opener. Is not the answer we need, but thank you for trying. This one's going the distance, no doubt about it. Again, for tickets to see the Four Tops and the Temptations.
And a gift certificate to the
and Seafood Bistro. Dinner and a show.
All right.
About a third of Americans has more than one of these. Now, most homes have only one roof, but that's a roof you want to take care of because you don't want to have to pay the replacement cost. I don't even know what a roof replacement would cost these days. I can tell you this, it's probably very expensive. However, when you see a water stain inside your house in one of the interior ceilings, it doesn't mean you need a new roof, it just means you need to call Jones Brothers at 800-264-8009 and let them dispatch their special drippings unit. No, really, it's amazing to watch them. We had some issues in the other place, and each one was different. had it a wind that was blown under a shingle that got through. So after they chemically treated the area to make sure that couldn't happen again, they go right back to where the leak, because they don't want you to have to fix it twice. And they have a painter who specializes in covering that stain and making it match the existing paint, so you have to redo the whole ceiling. And that makes the cost a lot lower than it might be, because you don't want that hideous stain in the ceiling. Another one was traced back to some cracks in brick mortar. I didn't know that rain could get in that way, but it can as your house settles. So they treated that, sealed it up, and touched up the spot where the stain appeared. Now, some houses eventually are going to need a new roof. Deal with somebody reputable. Do you think Jones Brothers would have been in business? They're in their eighth decade. Think about that. That's based on a reputation of excellence, fair pricing, and work that they back up with a rock-solid guarantee. So this is the call you need to make when you need help with not only roofing, but replacement windows and doors, screened-in patios and more. 800-264-8009 or go to jbroof.com and explore their catalog of accomplishment right there. All right, we're going to go back to this conundrum before we go to local news. And again, for Four Tops and Temptations tickets, one in three Americans has more than one of these, and we know it's got some connection to food. So, Smokin' Otis, you're next.
Oh, yeah, sir. How about coffee pot?
That was guest.
That was guest, yeah.
All right. Microwave ovens?
That was guest as well.
All right, then let's go with cell phones.
Oh, cell phones.
Well, you use them when you order out. Thanks, Otis.
Thank you, sir.
It does have a connection to food, the winning answer.
Oh, we've yes.
We've kind of established
course, yes,
that.
Yes, yes.
Mark.
Smokin' Otis guessed my first one, my second one, my third one, so I'll call back.
All right. 272-9228. This is something that one in three Americans have more than one of, and we know that it's got some connection to food. That's a pretty good hint, too. Sue.
Hey, I'm going to try again. What about more than one eye on a stove? Like, some people have a six-burner, four-burner.
Wow, a six-burner stove. What I could do with that.
I know.
That's my dream stove, Sue.
Me too.
It's just not the winning answer in this
game. Come on, y'all.
I have a hint, but I'm afraid to get
no,
it.
No, I don't think we're really getting a lot of action on the phones.
Well...
So let's see if we don't get a winner from this batch, because then we got to take a break and we'll come back. Keith.
How about a toaster?
That's been guessed.
Well, hang on.
Okay.
Who's this?
Well, man, how about a slice of bread?
What's the first letter of your last name?
A slice of bread? I feel like you're getting farther and farther away from the phone. I can't hear you.
What's the first letter of your
well,
last name?
Well, okay. All right. Roll Tide. It's not a slice of bread.
All right. What we do have right now at 819 is local news. 272-9228. One in three Americans have more than one of these. It's got some connection to food.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Monday, three people were killed in a car crash and three others injured on Alabama Highway 55. State troopers say 18-year-old Joseph Worley died when his car collided with an SUV driving in the opposite lane. Two passengers from the SUV, a woman and an 8-year-old, died from their injuries. The driver and two other young children were taken to the hospital. Governor Kay Ivey has signed into law legislation that will require certain sex offenders to be chemically castrated before their parole. It applies to sex offenders convicted of certain crimes involving children younger than 13, and a judge would decide when the medication could be stopped. The bill is expected to take effect later this year. And Governor Kay Ivey is encouraging Alabama voters to approve a constitutional amendment to abolish the elected state school board and replace it with an appointed commission. The governor would appoint school board members who would then be confirmed by the state. And those are your news headlines this morning. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Let me talk to you about my friends at Montgomery Paint and Body, because having an accident obviously is no fun, but when you do have an accident, there's peace of mind in knowing that these folks at Montgomery Paint and Body are going to take care of you, and they're going to do it right. I've been a customer of theirs for over 30 years. Many different vehicles, including my current vehicle, which was in the shop here just, you know, the early early part of 2016, and when I got it back, it's not only fixed right, but it's also detailed, and that's always an exciting time when they call and tell you that your car is ready to be picked up, because it's going to be just like it came out of the showroom. And they work well with, not only with customers, but they work well with the insurance companies as well. As good as new, maybe better. That is their tagline at Montgomery Paint and Body. So if you need them, give them a call and take it from me. It's going to be done right. It's going to be done right every time. Call them at 27-REC with a W. Tell them I sent you. 27-REC with a W, Montgomery Paint and Body. They're on Shirley Lane, just off the Eastern Bypass.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. Have you ever considered real estate as a career? Have you wondered about being in business for yourself and buying homes as an investment? My new pre-license class will be starting in June. Now is the time to act. We cover property law, appraisal, management, sales contract, negotiation in detail, using a format of recent examples of transactions and lively interaction. Financing is very important in transactions. FHA, VA, and conventional mortgage guidelines are discussed in detail with sample transactions to learn at your own pace. Real estate careers can be varied between residential sales, commercial property, land sales, property management, or new home sales. Online courses are also available. If you want to know more about real estate or go into the real estate business, go to the source, Bo Goodson Real Estate School, 551-0225, or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now it's time for another episode of What Women Are Really Thinking.
It's almost Father's Day, and I need to find a gift for my dad. I could get him clothes, but finding something he likes is almost impossible. Let's face it, the man buys his shirts and pesticides at the exact same store. 1 year, I got him a limo to take Mom out to dinner. He spent all night in the garage with the driver doing a tune-up and oil change. Then there was the time I sent him on vacation. Mom said he spent 2 days fixing the plumbing in the hotel bathroom. Oh, and let's not forget the time I bought him that beautiful antique desk for his office. Oh, man. He replaced the wood, stained it, and sent it back to me good as new. I suppose there's a reason why dads get so many ties for Father's Day. They can't be tightened, adjusted, sanded, oiled, painted, or duct taped. Happy Father's Day, Dad.
And that was another episode of What Women Are Really Thinking.
I'm not one of those dads. You never have to worry about me, you know, resurfacing a desk or anything like that.
Four things for my dad. Good scotch, good cigar, something University of Georgia related, and time with me, his favorite daughter.
Of course, that's what every dad wants.
He slipped up and said that in front of my grandma, that I was his favorite kid.
Meemaw?
No, grandma. There's grandma and there's grandmother. I had a mamaw and I had a papaw. Yeah, these names, they mean things.
All right.
Are you okay?
We'll get back to Emily's glossary of terms for older people. In just a moment, we got a conundrum going that is thus far baffled. We're going to have a nice color total at the end of the week, too.
Man, and I'm not going to be here. What is that about? Stop doing that.
So, here it is. A survey found that a third of Americans have more than one of these at the home, and we know it has some connection to food. Don, you're next.
Is it a blender? Has anybody guessed that?
Yes, that's been guessed.
You got something else?
Set of dishes?
Oh, that's not been guessed.
An extra set of dishes is not the answer.
But that's
a
good answer.
Good answer.
Okay, thanks. That's all I got.
Sure. By the way, every caller qualifies for... Who's going to do your segment at the end?
I don't know. Who, you've already found somebody to replace me, remember?
Jay Quillen,
right? Jay Quillen will do it, yeah.
I'm not even gone. Seat's not even cold. You've already got somebody ready to come sit in it.
She has a career. She's an incredibly successful attorney who wants to...
I mean, what am I? Chopped liver?
No, but this is not somebody that's being groomed to replace you. My goodness. Bobby.
News Talk, who's this?
Yeah, I'm thinking, has anybody but guessed food pantry?
Pantry.
An extra pair of panties. Trees.
Sorry. Pantries.
You can never have enough of those.
Maybe you're wrong.
And you know what? Here's the thing. Even if you had to...
Go ahead. Even if you had to what?
Excuse me, Whitney, with your wedding to exhale.
I was just breathing.
Stop it.
News Talk is this.
Here's the thing with pantry space. Uh-huh. We got a lot more pantry space when we moved from our little piece of in Bellwood West to the current place. And we filled it. It doesn't, see, you buy a place for more room and you still fill it and you still don't have enough room. You need to learn that lesson.
Oh, do I? I mean, currently I need more cabinet space.
Well, June. It's a beautiful morning. Hello, June.
Hi, June. June?
Hello.
June, did I get your name wrong, maybe?
Who's this?
Jim.
Jim.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
What happened, Jay?
He doesn't sound very June-ish.
Yeah.
I don't question, you know.
Okay, so what do you think? What's this item that 1 in 3 Americans have won?
I'm going to go with refrigerator.
That's been guessed.
Oh, man. No guess then.
Oh. Well, marinate on it and call us back.
All right, Debbie.
Hello. How about a smoke alarm?
Smoke alarm.
Good answer.
More than one smoke alarm. And would have a connection to food, because if you burn something, that's usually when it goes off.
Yeah, certainly would.
And it kind of took us out of the kitchen a little bit, even though, I mean, you don't really put a smoke alarm in the kitchen, do you? Because it doesn't...
No, I had one close, and it was always
I have one close.
Right, yeah, you don't put one in the kitchen, so, yeah.
So I did what any rational homeowner would do. I hit it with a hammer and took it off.
Yeah.
Sue.
Okay, third time's a charm, I hope. What about a freezer? Not a refrigerator, but just a freezer.
That
was guessed.
That was guessed.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
What's your name?
That's a cute laugh.
Oh, bless her.
All right, here's Jeff.
Oh, Haley?
Hey, good morning. Has anyone guessed a grill?
I don't think so.
A grill, but like a barbecue grill? Is that what you meant?
Well, like you grill steaks and hamburgers.
Yay! We have a winner!
Wow.
Okay. I do not have an extra grill, but I do have, and I'm not saying this to flaunt my money or anything, but I do have 2 propane tanks.
Oh, what about the propane accessories?
I got lots of accessories.
Now, what grill do you have?
It's a Kikkoman.
You also had a green egg, though.
Yeah, that burned down.
Oh, it burned down.
What?
Should have had that smoke alarm installed.
I used it.
Your grill burned.
How did you burn a green egg down?
How successfully do you burn down a grill? It's supposed to be on fire.
If anybody could, it would be you.
Well, the green part is still okay.
Oh, my lands.
The innards is all gone?
The innards is all... needs to be replaced.
So basically now it's a flower pot.
And it would be a nice one. I mean, what other flower pot could you pull the lid open and say, look at my pansies? Close the lid. All right. Way to go there, Jeff. You're going to see the Temptations in 4 Tops with a stop at Seafood Bistro on the way there. Nice going, man.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that's pretty awesome.
How many people, Jay?
How many people?
People or peepaw?
How many people?
I swear I heard you say peepaw.
No, you hear what you want to hear, like all men do. How many people...
Hang on. Let's see. Those are going to be... All right. We went from... we had 10 callers when we started, and we got to number 34.
Oh, how exciting.
So, yeah.
Boy.
And it's only Tuesday.
If we can stump the band again tomorrow.
That's what I'm saying. You know, if the conundrums work... let's just go with those, and then we've got these. We got us a Truth or Baloney on standby, should we need it.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to get Jeff's info now.
Okay, bye.
Jay will rejoin the show in progress.
What are we going to do?
What are we going to do now?
Talk amongst yourselves.
Talk amongst yourselves. Well, first thing at 8:30 that we need to do is we need to get out down to the traffic dungeon and see what's happening with Mr. Balaki, and then we're going to come back with our most electrifying story of the day.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf. It's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit formaloutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at your traffic on this Tuesday morning, and we don't have any real problems for you this morning. The interstates are back up to a speed limit ride. We also see everything clear on the 31s, and traffic on the boulevard is moving along pretty smoothly with delays only at the traffic lights. Be careful as you get into work this morning, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy product specialists. They have an excellent salary opportunity and bonus. Turn the internet and your cell phone into a career. Call Tony Hewitt at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Mr. Sandman.
At 8:31, good morning, Mr. Sandman.
Hey, good morning. Finally got through y'all's conundrum caller.
Oh, yeah.
It was a very busy time on the phone.
Yeah, it was, and I'm up here in Millbrook with a customer. Came in a little early. We get new air conditioning put in the store up here, so.
Oh, fantastic.
But we've got a sale going on, believe it or not. And we got one less mattress to sell as of a minute ago, so.
Hey, come see. Yeah.
We've got a lot of the new starters have been put out, some new product from Sutherland, a company called Corsicana. We got some nice, less expensive products from them. All sorts of new products on the floor. If you were in a few weeks ago and weren't sure about what to do, come back in. We've got a lot of new products, and we're starting them off with promotional sales on everything. Really, really nice things. And some of the stock's going to show up later this week. We've got some of the stock in hand now. But these are some fabulous mattresses. If you want a luxurious, I mean really thick, cushy, nice mattress, now this is premium quality. It's King sets, I think $18.99, but it's from Jameson. It's got latex and everything in it, and you get just a fabulous sink-in comfort. And we've got that, and we've got some hard as a rock Certus. We've got all sorts of things. So come see us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery, right across from the Dairy Queen, and in Millbrook, our store for while is going to be open Tuesday through Saturday. We're going to be a little shorthanded for a while, so. Open 5 days a week in Millbrook, Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 6. Y'all come see us.
Thank you, Mr. Sandman.
Thank you.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. All right, 8:33.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
By the way, a little bit later this hour, and I'll be looking for your feedback on this.
My feedback? Mine? You want my opinion?
The top signs you've hit peak dad. But yesterday, this is the first time, I think, in all the electrifying stories we've covered, mm-hmm. that we've come back a second day where something has become even more electrifying.
Yes.
Yesterday, we learned this. Mm-hmm. And found this to be very electrifying.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the kind of, you want to know why?
What?
When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
That has now been turned into a song.
There once was a man from the Keystone State. Headed to work, he was running late. Merged onto the roundabout. Going too fast and he didn't get out. Three circles later made a sound that was like a train. The wind picked up and the radio telephone rang. He said, I told you haters, roundabouts make tornadoes. And my F-150 just made an F5. You think I'm crazy, but the cows are flying. Silver radio. Another tornado.
And all because of this one man calling a TV station.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the kind of, you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Yeah, I think.
Tornadoes.
If we chopped that up properly, we could replace.
Why?
On account of you want to know why?
On an account of you want to know why?
Yeah. Because I got the answer right here for you. So he is that's one of my favorites of the year so far.
What must he be waking up to in the morning? What do you wake up to after you become? You have radio stations talk about you and play a clip like that over and over again. A song is now parodied about you. What do you wake up to in the
that
morning?
That guy?
Yeah.
I'm going to just hazard a guess here because it reminds me of some people I seen in the Midwest when I was up there, you know?
You want to know why?
You want to know why?
They live in their own world. That guy probably spends half his day in a neighborhood tavern, which are very big throughout the Midwest.
He doesn't sound like he's
into Pennsylvania there.
He doesn't sound like he's inebriated in any way.
No, he sounds like he came off the tractor and called into the station and said, "This is why it's happening, y'all, duh." And then he went back outside and worked hard again.
Listen, I was harvesting my cheese.
Harvesting
my cheese.
And in a tornado.
I was getting my cheese harvester sharpened.
On an account, and you want to know why?
Because it was dull.
I was going around
in a
circle.
That's the best part, because he gets so flustered, and he's on an account, and you want to know why? bless him. Bless him.
I know this man.
I really want to talk to him. I want to live in his world to find out what else goes on.
A guy like that could nurse a Pabst Blue Ribbon for 3 hours.
Oh, Lord.
Like, what other sort of, like...
he's too busy talking with all his knowledge and wisdom.
Yeah, I want to know why. The drawbridges, they cause the waves, because when they go up and then they come in...
All that wave flapping up and down.
No, they come in the down and they push the water.
That's what a tsunami... they had that tsunami in Japan there, remember? That was a big bridge.
I'm trying to think of what other kind of road things cause atmospheric conditions to change. And
the bridge one was good.
That was
funny.
Yeah.
I got tickled.
And I kind of want to know why. It's because they flap it up and down.
Anywho.
Well, listen.
What did you want our opinion on?
At the moment?
Did you forget?
Well, no, I did want to go through
the phone is ringing there.
You want to know why?
Because somebody wants to talk to us.
Who's talking? Who's this here?
We got the top signs you've been peeked at. Hey, if we can't get that today, we'll save it.
Well, I'm only here for one more day.
I was going to ask Rich about that guy's theory. Right? You want to comment on that, Rich?
Thanks, but no thanks.
Okay.
No.
Let's do the forecast. By the way, before we hit the weather, a reminder that for top-notch, master-certified electricians, the very best of the best, for electricians that will be there at the time that you make the appointment and not some ridiculous window where you got to take a half a day off from work and wait and hope, for people who will quote you an upfront price on any project you need done, and that's what you will pay. And you can count on the result because these guys know their stuff. That is Mr. Electric. The team that works under that name, the best of the very best. Their customer service is top-notch. They even take the consideration to put a welcome mat in front of your door and make sure they're absolutely clean when they come into the house if they're doing an interior project. We've had them work inside and outside, including putting exterior security lighting, motion-activated. They made a big difference in our home for us and solved a few mysteries along the way, too. Relocated an outlet. Love them. Mr. Electric, 269-8886, or visit MrElectric.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Storms start to thin out over the next couple of days. Today, look for a sun and cloud mix. Can't rule out some isolated pop-up storms later on this afternoon and this evening. High in the mid-80s, low tonight in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, some spotty storms, I suppose, here and there. A warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s again. Then Thursday and Friday, abundant sunshine. We dry out. High in the mid to upper 80s. We'll be near 90 on Saturday. Can't rule out an isolated storm, but a better chance on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon. Located in historic downtown Prattville, with over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Rich, you busy right now?
Nope.
Here you go.
Rich here for Plumbing by Lukewire. Now, you've heard and maybe used Lukewire for years for AC and heating. I have, because they've been around for 40 years doing that. But for over
two decades, their plumbing department is second to none. Now, maybe you've had less than a satisfying experience with other plumbers over the years. They may have overcharged you during off hours. Well, give Plumbing by Luke Wire a call. They never charge an overtime fee. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you're never going to be late for work waiting for them to show up, because when they say they're going to be there at a certain time, they're going to be there at a certain time. Anything from a broken pipe to installing a new hot water heater, they are the people. They are licensed, they are bonded, they're fully insured for your protection. As they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, call Luke Wire at 264-9666 or visit them at acbylukewire.com on the web and click on the plumbing tab.
Alabama certification number 84417.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Governor Kay Ivey has signed into law legislation that would require certain sex offenders to be chemically castrated before their parole. It applies to sex offenders convicted of certain crimes involving children younger than 13, and a judge would decide when the medication could be stopped. The bill is expected to take effect later this year. Monday, three people were killed and three others injured in a car crash on Alabama Highway 55. State troopers say 18-year-old Joseph Worley died when his car collided with an SUV in the opposite lane. Two passengers from the SUV, a woman and an 8-year-old, died from their injuries. The driver and two other young children were taken to the hospital. And Governor Kay Ivey is encouraging Alabama voters to approve a constitutional amendment that would abolish the elected state school board and replace it with an appointed commission. The governor would appoint the school board members, who would then be confirmed by the state. Those are your news headlines this morning. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. You've heard that diamonds are forever. And if you've got a name, you could win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. Call in for carats. A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and Newstalk 93.1.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There are millions of fathers all across the country who just want to show you how to change a tire or locate a stud. This Father's Day, won't you please help your dad? For just pennies a day, you can keep his toolbox filled with 8D finishing nails or a can of WD-40. And every month, we'll send you a picture of your dad working in the garage, avoiding you and your mom, because you're the reason he no longer follows his dreams. He really wanted to be a roadie for Bon Jovi. Instead, he's teaching you how to put up shelves. So give back. Let him drink his beers in the garage alone. And don't tell him you love him. He knows. He's just not good at that kind of fluffy talk crap. Won't you please support your dad? You'll be glad you did.
You don't have to get me any tools. I have all the tools I need. 846, that was not my strength as a dad.
What's that?
That's when you father a child and
wow,
raise it,
three times this morning, and that time I did not mean for it to happen.
Smoker Otis, what's up?
Hey, man, you know, since traffic circles cause tornadoes, yesterday afternoon you played a little bit about some lady that was mad about a deer crossing sign.
Yeah, I played that because I think they know each other. They're from the same gene pool.
I think so. I just wonder if those deer running across like that might cause straight line winds.
We'll look into it. Why not? Science is continually being reinvented, mostly by
politicians. That's right. On account of you want to know why.
Because there's money in it. That's why, Otis. You should know that. You listen to the station. Appreciate the call, buddy. Have a good day. All right, let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Grey.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
On account of you know why? Because that's what the Constitution says. You have a right to be stupid. People celebrate that right every day. Present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nomination. Joining us this Tuesday morning to help us sort the dumbest from the dumbest, Randy Burkhalter. Good morning, Randy.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right. Nominee number one, we go over to England there, where a guy attempted to get into Buckingham Palace by claiming he was a Domino's pizza delivery person who was wearing the outfit and had two pizzas for, quote, Elizabeth.
Cable guy. Landshark.
Candygram.
Right.
Candygram.
Turned out to be the Domino's guy was the victim of a prank. And somebody had actually offered to pay £46 to cover the tab, because who doesn't want the queen to have pizza when she needs it? This guy here, Fabrico Jimenez from guess what state?
Dakota South.
That's right, Dakota South, Florida. Pulled over at 4:30 in the morning on Sunday. Police noticed he had some white powder on his nostrils and no powdered sugar donuts in his car.
Uh-oh.
So they ran a field test on the powder. It was cocaine, but he had a ready excuse. He told the deputies the cocaine on his nose was not his. That takes... I mean... He couldn't explain why somebody else's cocaine was on his nose. And he did have a small bag of the stuff on him, plus a huge bag of weed and Xanax.
Oh, man.
So...
Party animal.
Whether they ever buy the cocaine story or not, the white nostrils, the powdered nostrils, led to a much bigger arrest for felony narcotics possession. And speaking of drug dealers, we have a drug dealer who left a bag of dope on a train. Normally, that might be somebody else's little gift or whatever, but since he left his business card with his name and address in the bag of drugs...
That's the moron.
That was not exactly a challenge for police to track him down and arrest him. I mean, just for laughs, the guy with that's not mine.
It's not mine. It's somebody else's.
Somebody else.
Well, how did it get there on your face?
Idiot drug dealer has business cards made and drops them in the little Ziploc bag. Like,
well, I think some of these people are using what they're selling, and they're just not thinking.
You're not
very
supposed
straight.
To do that. That's what I've heard.
We'll give it to the guy in the train, though.
What an imbecile! What an ultra maroon!
Randy, I want you to know, I looked out at my tomato field yesterday, and every plant has multiple little green tomatoes. They're there.
Good.
I'm waiting for them to get a little bit bigger, and I'm starting to see a little red in them.
Well, come by, Greg. We need to put a little potassium on those.
Potassium?
Yeah. When potatoes or not potatoes, tomatoes, set fruit, and they start to ripen, they really need a significant amount of nitrogen and potassium. So we'll feed those with about a...
Since I last talked to you on Thursday, I used the eraser product that you sell. I mixed it with in the sprayer I bought from you, and I went and I hit all the weeds. That sprayer is great because it'll work for, like, you know, several minutes just when you pump the thing up.
Oh, yeah.
And two or three days later, everything was dead. I was able to pluck it out of the ground with one of those grabber things, fill the bag, done. All those unsightly weeds gone. That is a product I urge people to look into at Prattville Farm Center.
Well, we sell an awful lot of herbicides. The key is matching up the herbicide with a person's need. You know, if they want a non-selective, kill it all, or if they want to select weeds out of turf. Or a lot of times we have people that are spraying even in gardens where they want to get rid of grass and leave their vegetable plants alone. And we have herbicides that do that as well.
Now, you mentioned the potassium for the tomatoes. This is another area where Prattville Farm Center can be very helpful. I also, by the way, sprayed and cut out the grass in between the plants so it wouldn't be taking nutrients away from the plants. I must have done it right because the plants are fine and healthy. The weeds are dead.
Well, hey, that's what we like to hear. We like to hear success stories. Thank goodness we got some rain. That helped us all, no doubt.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's been great for the plants. And I also had some, Roz brought all those seeds, all the spice plants, everything else growing very robustly. Looks great.
Well, good. Glad to hear that.
So you
glad to hear a good report.
You can get the plants, the equipment, the nourishment, and the stuff to get rid of what you don't want growing. And so many other things. How about a nice birdhouse for Father's Day? I would love to put one of those in there.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I forgot that Father's Day is coming up.
Yeah, yep. And there's lots of stuff at Prattville Farm Center. Dad,
a lot of Father's Day stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So give us your hours, location, and maybe we can inspire a few people to look for great ideas out there between now and Sunday.
All right. We're here from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 7 to 2 on Saturday. We're just a little way south of McDonald's on Highway 31 in Pratt.
And
come see it.
They have a great Facebook page as well. Randy, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, 853.
District 74 does have a choice. Tobias Grant, a new name, a new voice. Tobias Grant, born and raised in Montgomery County, a University of Alabama graduate, a retired United States Army officer, and former NCO who served in Afghanistan.
I'm Tobias Grant. I want to unify and grow this district, and I need your vote this Tuesday, June 11th, to make that possible.
District 74 does have a choice. Tobias Grant. A new name, a new voice. Tobias Grant. Pay political ad by friends to elect Tobias Grant. District 74, P.O. Box 3393, Montgomery, 36109.
Party! A brilliant gala where Marguerites and co-host Blue Water Broadcasting will give away a beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced 1-carat Forever Mark diamond. Sign up today at Marguerite's Facebook page to earn your chance at becoming a finalist. All finalists will receive an exquisite gift courtesy of Marguerite's. However, only one will win a Forever Mark diamond. Forever Mark diamonds are always genuine, untreated, and natural. Make sure to join us at Marguerite's Tuesday, June 25th at 5 p.m. for the gala event and drawing. Everyone's invited to the party.
Get ready for a night of solid gold with the Temptations. Also starring the Four Tops. Same night, same stage. June 23rd at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Temptations and the Four Tops together live. Reserve seats are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Impact Box Office.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway. highway.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Father's Day is this Sunday, and once again this year, the catalog covers for Kohl's, JCPenney, and Macy's feature a man in a polo shirt, khaki pants, with a brown belt. Year after year, the image of Dad, a pastel polo shirt, khaki pants, and a brown belt. Get them for your dad this Father's Day. Unless your dad is more like the one black guy in the catalog with a square jaw, dress shirt, and slacks. Happy Father's Day from Kohl's, JCPenney, and Macy's. Celebrating another anniversary of the polo shirt, khaki pants, and brown belt collection.
Hey, everybody. Wow, it's 8:56 and a half already.
All right, okay.
This is a story I'll have to take over to my friends at Lewis Lawn. I did not know they did this. They have a mower race, if you can imagine.
How fun.
A souped-up rider mower.
They did that on Home Improvement with Bob Vila and Tim the Tool Man Taylor.
Here's the astonishing part of the story. They took this souped-up mower.
Uh-huh.
It went from 0 to 100 miles an hour in 6.29 seconds.
Well, if it didn't hit the roundabout.
Oh, no, it created a tornado over there.
Well, you know that whirling blade underneath there probably spun up a twister or two.
No kidding, up there in the atmosphere.
Maybe even start a hurricane.
Well, oh, kind of, you want to know why?
nobody's bought Beethoven's hair yet.
Oh.
That is still... there's a mystery. I used to love Unsolved Mysteries with Robert Stack.
Oh, yeah.
You can solve a mystery. A fairgrounds booth in Maine was vandalized and robbed, and police are looking for 120 whoopie pies stolen in that robbery.
Whoopie pies?
Whoopie pies.
What are those?
Are those the things with
I think
the, like,
that's
the
what they have for dessert in Millbrook after...
Stop it.
Let's look at...
Like, isn't it the spongy cake and then the icing in the middle thing?
You would be correct.
Of course, I'm a
They haste. Look like, what are they, macaroon type things?
Macarons!
What a macaroon. from the Nicaraguan ma.
These are whoopie pies.
Yeah, those things.
I never saw those before.
Oh, it must be a Yankee thing. I didn't mean it, I'm sorry. That's intolerant of me, I apologize.
Jeez.
Tolerant. There's a word that's totally abused. The most intolerant people are the people who preach tolerance. But that's an afternoon show topic.
Yeah, it is. That's a 3 o'clock topic.
And we'll be back. Again, what an unusual week because we have you for one more day.
Yes.
Rich is out for the rest of the week, and Joey's gone all week at his brother's wedding, so we have Rosie this afternoon, and Brad McDonald's going to join us, and we're going to do a little primer on money.
How do I get some of that? Do I talk to Brad about it?
That's a, yeah.
Do you know where the money is?
Talk to Randy. Maybe you can get a money tree going. Randy Burkhalter can help you with that.
Got some seeds.
All right, market is already up 105 points today. These are good things, but let's kill the president.
What? No, you can't say that.
No, like, no, I meant this is what we're what is Congress busy doing? Inventing things and wasting time. They're doing nothing for the people. Enough already. It's disgusting.
And I can't let you want to know why.
Yeah, because they're... Because
they're meatheads.
That's an afternoon word I can't use here on a show.
No, yeah.
No.
Separate shows. Separate blood pressure levels.
I had a few moments this morning during Fox News where I was...
You can't let anger...